Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with my Faith and Freedom Show, where I talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Today is a rebroadcast of a show that I did as guest host on Tom Cryer's Truth Attack radio show on, of course, this Frank Talk 104.3 FM station. It's very intellectual. It's very important for you, by the way, to assimilate into your thought processes. Seriously, folks, your prosperity and security depend upon your due diligence and, of course, ever vigilance to ensure that we retain a government of law rather than of mere vicious, corrupt, and degenerate men. Tell your friends to tune in to this broadcast. You can take some notes and, of course, give us a call at 888-850-1872 or contact me via my website at faithfreedoms.org, and you and I can discuss this offline for your edification. Fellow Truth Attack fans, David Allen Carmichael standing in for Tom Cryer today. Exciting breaking news. I was listening earlier, one of the broadcasters on Frank Talk 104.3 FM, as Alex Jones, and he was saying that there's something breaking in the news that today a judge in the Eastern District, it's a United States District Court, Eastern District in Virginia, has decided that the individual mandate, the mandate that all human beings in America, all Americans, shall buy health insurance, whether they like it or not, engage in that particular form of commerce, has been determined to be unconstitutional. Now, that's important to our primary Florida audience, as well as those people listening online. It's imperative for you because you guys have a case that's before the federal court, the district court up in Pensacola right now. And of course, it's very important. Your attorney general has weighed in on this. And I'll be reading from the news release that the attorney general's office has published today from Tallahassee. So this is the news from the Associated Press. Here's the one-liner here. Part of healthcare struck down, federal judge considers constitutionality of, in quotes, individual mandate in healthcare law. Let's see what the Florida Attorney General has to say. Today, December 13, 2010, the media contact is Sandy Copes. Tallahassee, Florida, Attorney General Bill McCollum today issued the following statement after the ruling in Virginia lawsuit challenging the federal health care law. This is a quote from Mr. Bill McCollum. I am pleased to see Judge Hudson's order finding the individual mandate to be unconstitutional exercise of Congress powers. While Judge Hudson struck the individual mandate, the lawsuit brought by 20 states and before Judge Vincent in Pensacola, now that's who's reviewing your law or the laws that applies to Florida. I wanted to just take note of this. This is a little bit different. It's a nuance that is different in Florida, says Attorney General Bill McCollum. He says that this individual mandate, this lawsuit brought by 20 states before Judge Vincent in Pensacola, it challenges both the individual mandate, and listen to this, and the costly Medicaid portions of Federal Health Care Act. So your Attorney General Bill McCollum is kind of celebrating that he's weighed in on this idea that it's imposing just inordinate cost on the state. We've reviewed this case and the judge's initial ruling on the motion for dismissal, and I kind of gave some comments about that. I think that's a little bit hokey pokey because in the decision by the judge, he pointed out that there's things that Florida can do. Florida does not have to opt into the Medicare program. He pointed that out. Judge Vincent pointed out that it is voluntary for Florida to opt into that scheme. So if you opt into the scheme and you're partnered with that, how's a judge going to interfere with Florida's contract with the Health and Human Services of the United States? How's a court going to do that? So it's a little bit weird, this idea that, oh, it's costly to the state. Well, state, you didn't have to opt into it. Okay, let's continue on with a quote from Bill McCollum before I actually read from the ruling in Virginia. This is Bill McCollum. The implementation of this law could add more than 1.9 million Floridians to the Medicaid program, a tremendous financial burden on our state at a time when our budget has no room for extra expenses. as our lawsuit heads to oral argument this Thursday. Now, wow, okay, this would be good. Well, I'll have to see if I can get that recorded somehow. I am hopeful we will obtain a favorable decision that will strike down the individual mandate and also halt the hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars required to be spent by states to implement the Affordable Health Care Act. I would say if Florida was not already opted into the federal program, the federal benefit program, they would very easily be able to defend if the United States would pass a law that would force Florida to institute such a program. If the United States tried to do that, they have no authority in law to impose that upon the state of Florida. But when Florida opts into a, notice the words I'm using, a federal welfare benefit program, that's a whole different little beast. That's something to think about. The story that I'm covering today, this is breaking news. You've heard it a few places here on this Frank Talk 104.3 FM station. So here's this memorandum opinion by Judge Hudson. Let's see if I can see the title of this civil action here. This is for the Eastern District of Virginia. It's a United States District Court. Notice it doesn't say federal court. It says United States Court. The Commonwealth of Virginia, by Ken Cuccinelli, he's the Attorney General, versus Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, in her official capacity. So he's not suing her personally, but her office. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down the first part of this page. I'm going to go ahead and read the first page so you know what I'm doing. You're going to want to tell your friends we're going to talk about this. Page one, this gives a summary of what this case is about. Judge Hudson says, in this case, the Commonwealth of Virginia, through its Attorney General, challenges the constitutionality of the pivotal enforcement mechanism of the health care scheme adopted by Congress in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. At issue is Section 1501, commonly known as the Minimum Essential Coverage Provision. The Minimum Essential Coverage Provision requires that every... Now, he used terms that weren't in the bill. It says that every United States citizen, other than those falling within specific exceptions, maintain a minimum level of health insurance coverage for each month beginning in 2014. Reading this act, it says every American. So what does that mean? Every American. Does that include Mexico and Canada and Brazil? It has potential. Got to watch this, guys. I will tell you there's this provision in the Social Security treaties that every retired person who's currently eligible for Social Security in this country can go to 24 other countries around the world and collect Social Security. Here's a treaty. And recently they've been considering adding Mexico as the 26th state, the 26th country that is participant in this global Social Security treaty thing that you probably didn't even know existed. There's a lot of things you'll learn here on the Truth Attack. So it's very possible you could go overseas. In fact, you could go to some other place in the Americas and collect Social Security. This thing is directly linked to Social Security. They need a bigger funding stream, because we have been killing our posterity for ever since 1974 en masse. And there's nobody to pay the bill. There's nobody to buy the houses. There's nobody to buy the cars. This financial collapse we're in was predictable. It says here in this judge's opinion, the minimum essential coverage provision requires that every United States citizen, again, that's not the actual words in the bill, other than those falling within specific exceptions, maintain a minimum level of health insurance coverage for each month beginning 2014. Failure to comply will result in a penalty included with the taxpayer's annual return. Now, again, go ahead and try to find the spot to figure out whether or not with every taxpayer's annual return. What if the person trying to go to the doctor is not a taxpayer? Does everybody in America, is every United States citizen required to fill out a 1040 form? Interesting question. As enacted, Section 1501 is administered and enforced as a part of the Internal Revenue Code. Well, that's why I kind of thought if you're in the benefit program, and this was not argued in this court, and I got to be careful because somebody may want to take this and run with it. I don't think how Florida can interfere with certain contract relationships with people. If the statute's forcing everybody in America to do something, whether or not they've opted into the federal welfare benefit program. See, there's people that haven't opted into it. I've got a letter here in my office. It's from the Social Security Administration that says there's no law that requires anybody in the United States to obtain a Social Security number to live or work in the United States or for the purpose of having one. If you tell that to people, I could read the letter straight from them, and it would just totally confound people because that's not what they think. It's a welfare benefit program. Nobody in Florida is required to go apply for welfare benefits from Florida State Welfare Benefit Program. Nobody in America is required to go to the welfare benefit program place, Social Security Administration, and ask them to participate in their welfare benefit program. You're not required to do it. Now, once you do, as Sir William Blackstone said in 1766, we're required to obey those upon whom we depend. That's kind of a maxim in law. You're kind of stuck. You didn't have to opt into it. But once you do, quit your whining. By the way, the federal judge, the judge Vinson in Pensacola, actually pointed out to Florida, Florida, you can opt out of the federal welfare benefit program. Let's go back to this Judge Hudson's opinion in Virginia today, December 13, 2010. In its complaint, the Commonwealth seeks both declaratory and injunctive relief. Specifically, the Commonwealth, that's Virginia, urges the court to find that the enactment of Section 1501 exceeds the power of Congress under the Commerce Clause and General Welfare Clause of the United States Constitution. Alternatively, the Commonwealth contends that the minimum essential coverage provision is in direct conflict. Now, this is what's really interesting, is what Virginia did. Virginia passed a statute, passed a bill that specifically attacked the health care benefit plan before it was enacted. Very neat stuff here. The Commonwealth contends that the minimum essential coverage provision is direct conflict with Virginia Code Section 32.2-3430.1, whatever, commonly referred to as the Virginia Health Care Freedom Act, thus implicating the 10th Amendment. Delegate Lupazzi, so for those of you who are in Virginia, when this bill was introduced to him, he says, now, why are we doing this? Has this ever been done before? And the man who was standing in for the delegate who was the sponsor of the bill, he said, no, this is very unprecedented. This is not something that's ever been done before. And so the delegates were very concerned that they were doing something that was really weird and outside the normal frame of government. And, of course, there was another person who got up and explained to them how imperative it is for the legislature in Virginia or Florida, wherever it is, to determine what the policy is going to be for the law of that land. And then allow the United States Supreme Court or anybody else who wants to look at it, step back and see what Virginia legislature is doing and has decided. That's what we're going to close out here before a break. We're going to come back and I'm going to read straight from the opinion of Judge Hudson in the United States District Court, Eastern District of Virginia. Today, this ruling on the Health Care Freedom Act of Virginia and its conflict with the federal, I keep forgetting the name of it, but it's the healthcare thing that's driving everybody nuts.